Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
If you decided on your day off to tune into the Monday edition of Sean and RJ, I think you are being rewarded a developing situation after my tweet this weekend where I said that Brian Schottenheimer's steam was really, really picking up. There are people I know in the building who are absolutely in love with him. I just could never believe that Jerry Jones would ever name him as the head coach. I was like, okay. Someone else called me and said, you know, at the very least, think a ton of offensive control, but don't rule it out. Don't rule it out. My initial source said as head coach, and Bobby just saw a tweet. I want to give everyone their proper credit here, especially the Tolos who bring us all this information. It was Joshua. Joshua sent us the Mike Florio story that Brian Schottenheimer has just been installed as the new betting favorite in Vegas. DraftKings.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Something new?
No. On January 14th, 6 days ago, on DraftKings.
You're going to make me sick.
Brian Schottenheimer, take a guess.
Plus 10,000.
Plus 7,000. So 700 to 1. You could have bet, you could bet 10 bucks and you would have won, what?
700?
Not 700.
Oh.
It'd be 7,000 bucks.
I'm physically ill. Why did I not take this Saturday? What was
wait,
he on Saturday?
Wait. So he was plus 7,000?
Plus 7,000. So if you bet 100, that's 7,000.
Yeah, that 7, is $10 7, is 700. So you were wrong. I'm distracted. I'm not that distracted.
I'm sorry. I don't think I don't think in terms of $10. I think in terms of 100. So
Peyton's taking over degenerate.
He tried to sun Peyton just then.
My math doesn't work when it's with such low figures, Sean. I only bet $100 on these things.
Yeah,
and $100 is 7,000.
All right, so DraftKings has put Brian Schottenheimer as the favorite at minus 250. Kellen Moore has dropped to plus 250. He was the favorite. Dion, initial favorite, has plunged to plus 750 with six others in front of him. So it would take a $250 bet on Schottenheimer to win $100.
He was tied with Jim Schwartz and John Fossil at plus 7,000 6 days ago. January 14th. Mike Tomlin was plus 8,000.
Can you see what it was Saturday when I found out?
3 days ago, it was plus 500.
And what do they allow you to bet max on that?
Everyone's different. I don't know. All right. Everyone's different.
Let's put the gambling stuff aside for a second. Bobby is shooketh. He stepped away from the last segment to get on his phone for a call, text messages nonstop. What can you tell us?
I think part of this is related to just logistics. And I think that There's just a sense over there right now that this is not going to last into mid-February, like we were talking about.
Dallas Morning News speculated.
I think the feeling is that they're getting closer to making some sort of a decision. So if they're getting closer to making some sort of a decision, that would not be Kellen Moore, who is still under contract with the Eagles and coaching right now because he couldn't be hired this week. And
have,
so
have they officially interviewed.
If it was something where we're getting, if we're chugging along to a potential decision, that would seem to indicate only available individual.
Unless they interviewed Saleh and they're going to interview Frazier today.
And I think if you're chugging along to a decision pretty quickly, then you'd be saying, all right, we need to check some boxes here.
Right. But what are the chances that it will be Saleh then?
Don't think it is. I mean, it's possible. I think just some of the discussion I heard, they like him and they interviewed him, but I think there also was a dual purpose there to potentially go like, well, what would you think about potentially doing some defensive coordinator stuff here if we didn't make this. So
that makes me excited.
I think there's at least some dual purpose that exists there. But I mean, this definitely feels like the more people that I was talking to that it's, I'm not saying it's a slam dunk yet, but it feels like it's very, very real. Like that he's right here in this contention.
Wow, this is crazy. Because we heard about this just now minutes ago. Last night at 9 o'clock, Sports Betting Dime posted that he was made the favorite at 9 p.m. last night.
So here's my follow-up for the gambling world. Is someone in Frisco talking to Vegas? Yeah.
So basically...
Well, you're telling me, how does that even get set up or coordinated? Why would someone in Frisco be talking to the books?
Vegas basically has an insider with every sports franchise, and that's how they know injuries before anybody else. Like when have you ever noticed?
Do you think that Jerry and Steven, like, they know that, and like everyone's fine with having that info to Vegas?
I'll say this, and it's not.
I'm just curious from a gambling standpoint.
Yeah. But if you here's what I'll say, if you had heard this, you started hearing this when Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you started hearing this Saturday. That gives a time for a game of telephone to potentially, like, clearly there's discussion that's occurring that I would imagine they're going to be in that sphere.
They're
going to have people in those circles that, even if it's not coming directly from them, they're going to be in enough circles to know, all right, this is what's starting to, you know, leak out of there.
They have people, like, in every city that they place games in that are just keep an eye on what's going on. Like, it's... Their network is, their web is massive. But you know, think about it this way, like, you know, when the next Mavericks game, right? If you don't know if Luka or Kyrie is going to play, you don't know that until what, 16 minutes before the game. That's when the lineups come out. If you ever notice, Vegas has already changed the line before that. They know the lineups before.
So if I on Saturday morning put down $5,000 on Brian Schottenheimer to become the next head coach, would I get flagged? Would I get investigated? Would they take that bet?
I don't know if it was like plus 7,000. Probably not taking that bet. That's too much liability.
Like $1,000?
It's a lot of liability.
You're telling me it was plus 7,000?
Plus 7,000. So now they might. They might.
So I bet $1,000 at that, that's $7 million? Then I got to pay out
$7,000. It would be 1,000 times.
1,000 times 7,000.
7,000. Yeah. I guess.
They would have looked you up and they would have saw you were a host in Dallas and been like, okay, what does this guy know? They would have.
But would they have accepted it? Would they have to accept the bet? All right, all that gambling stuff. Ask your people. Actually, don't ask them because I don't want to know that I could have done it. I'll jump off this out this 11-4.
I think it would be 700,000. I don't know.
Yeah, we're done listening to you on math. Never mind. All right, let's talk about this. Is shocking. This possibility is shocking.
And I think it still is a possibility. I don't think anything. I still don't have enough that I've seen where it's like, oh, this is happening. Like, I don't have enough there yet, but it's enough that it's like, I think there's a genuine.
The fact that he's at the top of the board this morning is shocking. We've already gotten there.
Yeah.
We're at the start. I mean, we're supposed to be paid to use words here. I'm having a hard time. It's unfathomable.
Yeah, it is.
Unfathomable. It is unfathomable that this could happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, I mean, Vegas really does a good job with betting lines. With this, less. Little bit less.
But, because there's no reason to get Brian Schottenheimer hype bets.
And
there was a reason for Dion bets. There was a reason maybe for Witten bets, right? To sucker the public.
Yeah.
Like this, the fact that he's up here, the fact that this is a possibility, what would this city do? What would you do listening right now? You just got Dan Quinn and the Eagles in the NFC East Championship game. You now officially have the longest conference title drought in 30 years. You had Deion Sanders flashing. You had Jason Witten. You had Bill Belichick. You got Ben Johnson. You got Aaron Glenn. And the possibility of Brian Schottenheimer being
crazy. It's nuts, man. It really is. It really is.
I'm not like,
maybe
trying to think
floating
of
this. Huh? We see this at colleges all the time.
What?
We see this with colleges all the time.
Yeah,
they float a name.
Oh, to test?
They test the waters.
I mean, if you follow 105.3 SS this weekend, you would have gotten your answer back.
They float it.
Disgust and anger and disbelief from the fan base over the weekend.
I would not want Brian Schottenheimer calling plays. Brian Schottenheimer, like we talked about earlier today, Brian Schottenheimer as a CEO, motivator, leader, gets high marks from them. They like him a lot. I would think that he'd want to be pretty heavily involved in the offense, though. And so that would give me some pullback on it, because I'm not as big of a fan of some of his offensive philosophy that we've seen over the years. I think he's a great motivator. I think he's a great leader. I don't trust how that offense would look.
But, you know, the question about Kellen Moore, the Yahoo piece, all these executives, they love Kellen, and one day. Well, none of you hired him. All right? Don't tell me about the labor pains. Show me the baby. None of you hired him. Well, that's nothing compared to the experience that Brian Schottenheimer has had in the league, and no one hired him.
Right. No one hired him.
Now, let me say this. Let me say this just to be totally honest.
He's been in more conference championship games in the last 15 years than the Cowboys have.
I don't know Brian Schottenheimer personally. I don't know much about his personality whatsoever. So just dismissing him and saying he wouldn't be a good head coach, that would be semi-ignorant, because I don't know the guy.
We have no idea.
I haven't done enough homework because, hello, no one freaking thought this was in the galaxy a possibility. I'm just coming at it from the public reaction and what it's going to be. As you've said many times, and you're right, you should not make your decisions based on that. I'm just saying the National Football League has seen Brian Schottenheimer for a long, 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 long time, and he's never been a head coach.
Yeah, look, he might be a great coach. I have no idea. He might turn out to be a fantastic leader. Everybody likes him. I think his dad was probably the most underappreciated head coach ever.
Yep.
He was really, really good, and he just never won, and it happens. But this is a time in this fan base has never been in a situation like this ever, where they've gone this long without success. And you have to sell this. And that should not be even in the top 10 of reasons to hire a coach, but unfortunately it is.
So after I sent out that tweet about shoddy love and interest Saturday morning, Jimmy Johnson, who I don't speak with, trust me, we don't have beef. I don't have any relationship with him. Jimmy went on Fox and said this.
This decision is tied directly to the quarterback, Dak Prescott. He signed a $240 million contract, got a no-trade clause. He's had tremendous success in this system, so it doesn't make sense to bring in a new offensive system. The two key figures here, Brian Schottenheimer, the offensive coordinator for Dallas, you know, and like I said, Dak's done a great job in that system. The other key figure is Kellen Moore, offensive coordinator for Philadelphia. He is very close to Dak. He was a coordinator prior to Schottenheimer. Now, Jerry, he could surprise us with a decision, but I think those two key guys are the ones you start with.
Here's more from Florio, Pro Football Talk. Here's why Schottenheimer makes sense. Dak wants continuity. He doesn't want to learn a new offense. If, as it appears, McCarthy has gone simply because he and Jerry couldn't agree on the length of a new deal, why not bump Schottenheimer up and keep it going? Here's why he doesn't make sense. Now 51, he's never been a head coach at any level. He has never been a serious candidate to be an NFL head coach. He has failed as an offensive coordinator in multiple NFL stops. It would not be an inspired hire, to say the least, but it would give Jones someone who would be sufficiently grateful for the opportunity to not complain about the owner's habit of conducting multiple interviews on radio per week and post-game media scrums and treating the workplace like it was an amusement park. This is developing as we speak. Let's get the reaction from, you got something else?
FanDuel just made Brian Schottenheimer the favorite too. So like all the
it's
books
just,
are
it's just DraftKings. It's not out. I just talked to my guy in Vegas. He said none of the casinos have it yet.
Let's crosstalk with the KMC masterpiece about the Brian Schottenheimer development and pick the national championship game tonight as well. Next.